The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
According to Dr. Robert Waldinger, he says, aging is a continuous process. The best advice he can give? Take care of your body as though you were going to need it for 100 years, because you just might. Hey, welcome to the show where one of our mottos is 100 is the new 70. Dr. Health's name, wellness is the game. After all, it's not just putting more years in your life, it's adding more life to your years. And we're here to help you do that. And we are here every Saturday morning at 9, and we appreciate you tuning in. And, you know, unfortunately, too many people take years off their lives. They take the years off instead of trying to add more. Either slowly by their health habits or lack thereof, or quickly by suicide. A few of the topics we'll be discussing in this hour's Dr. Health Radio Show. Aloha, good morning, and welcome once again to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy, as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so much for joining us on this Kamehameha Day holiday weekend edition of the program. In this hour of the program, in the second half of the first hour's show, Dr. Gordon Marino joins us. He's talking about his new book, The Existentialist's Survival Guide. Are you medicating your feelings instead of working through them? A lot of Americans do. You know, we're a Prozac society. It's Prozac power, right? And a lot of our troubling moods and afflictions are treated with pharmaceuticals instead of dealing with your feelings so that you can learn lessons. You know, there's all these life lessons that we all go through, the ups and downs and ins and outs of our lives or problems and challenges. But he'll help us discern and maybe create an inner spark to inspire not only spiritual development but also personal transformation so that you can master your life and not have to be a slave to it or a puppet when it comes to taking drugs for some of the symptoms that you're experiencing. So we want you to lead mentally and emotionally healthy lives. And Dr. Gordon Marino will help us do that in the second half of this hour. Then next hour at 10, taking any trips this summer? Well, it's travel health on the menu. Whether it's a staycation if you're staying close to home or an exotic getaway to strange-sounding places with faraway places with strange-sounding names, as they say. But we'll find out how to avoid and minimize, if you can't avoid the illnesses from foods and beverages and traveling, at least you can minimize your likelihood and susceptibility to those. And if you're gonna have to consume foods and beverages away from home, you can't take everything with you unless you're just going for a day or so. So biochemist Randy Perupkin joins us next hour to help enlightening us on that particular topic. Hey, attention Maui listeners, you lucky listeners who will be attending the 19th annual Maui Film Festival in Wailea. That's in South Maui. Excuse me. And that's opening next Wednesday night, going on for 5 nights. If you're going to be there, be sure to stop by the Wailea Healing Center tent for a movie massage. well, a moving massage, I guess. But anyway, it's not one of those chair massages that you see in a lot of different venues. They actually have tables there, or they will. And, you know, before the festivities start or the movies, you can enjoy a 10-minute massage and relax and energize yourself for the rest of the evening. So Wailea Healing Center will have two massage tables going, so get there early. As those 10-minute treatments book up, those little mini appointments going from 6:30 to 8:30, and if you're quiet, because the movies start at 8, maybe they'll go even beyond that if you're lucky. But anyway, again, this heads up for putting your head down on the massage table, that is, at the Maui Film Festival beginning this Wednesday evening, the Wailea Healing Center tent. Be sure to visit that tent. That's going on June 13th. Continuing until next Sunday, the 17th. So 5 days of momentous movies. More information, go to WaileaHealingCenter.com. Not Wailea. All right. How important is it to have friends when it comes to your health? A 2017 study in the journal Personal Relationships found that it can be friends, not family, who matter most. This is interesting. This study looked at 270,000 people, over a 250,000 people, in nearly 100 countries, and found that while both family and friends are associated with happiness and better health, as people aged, the health link remained only for people with strong friendships. Isn't that interesting? Makes sense. You know, you can't choose your relatives, but you can choose your friends, or at least you should, and make it a point to keep choose positive friends that are going to help you in life and in health. So keep making a point to cultivate those friendships. All right, straight ahead of the news. Is your temperament temperate? The link between climate and personality. Then can you quell your cravings for a food just by making a drawing of it? I'm not kidding. New research on that. Get out your colored pencils. Plus, why it pays to go dry. And we're not talking about dry martinis. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
You know, we can do anything. We're smart and strong. The last thing we need is something to slow us down. So here's something everyone should know. UV rays from the sun can hurt your skin. Even a few serious sunburns can increase your chances of getting skin cancer. So, choose your cover. Use sunscreen with at least SPF 15 with UVA and UVB protection. Cover up with clothing or find some shade. As long as we protect our skin from the sun, we can keep reaching for the stars.
Brought to you by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
Okay, before we get to the article on climate and personality, I forgot to get to this one before the news. Attention narcissists, could it be true? Your selfie doesn't look like you. What's going on? You're not imagining it. Selfie photos really do make your face look strange. This is from the Journal of American Medical Association's Facial Plastic Surgery division, and they say that cell phone close-ups make your nose, attention people with big noses, I'm not discriminating, but it'll make your nose look up to 30% wider than it actually is and make the rest of your face look skewed as well. The fix, have someone else take the photo and have them take it from at least 5 feet away, which is far enough to let the camera capture the true you. All right, selfies. All right, is your... Is temperature affecting your personality? Well, your hometown climate may influence it. Psychologists in China, the UK, and the US teamed up to examine the connection between climate and major personality traits. And what they found was they wanted to see, first of all, if there was an association between temperature and personality. And the researchers found that people living in regions with the more comfortable average temperatures, such as close to 72 degrees. You know, that's what most office thermostats are set on when they set the air conditioning, tended to rate higher on agreeableness, conscientiousness, emotional stability, extroversion, all right, and openness to experiences. The research team theorized that the fair climates, by encouraging individuals to spend more time outside, led them to more social interactions and new experiences. Makes sense, right? If you have a nice climate or weather outside, you're going to be doing things and be active with nature. Okay, here are two reasons I'm a pesco vegetarian. I do eat fish. Used to be I never ate anything with fins, fur, or feathers, but now I do eat fins. Researchers from the University of Pennsylvania studied more than 500 Chinese children and found that those who ate fish at least once weekly slept more soundly than those who seldom or never ate fish. And by the way, the subjects also, the ones that ate fish also scored 5 points higher on IQ exams. So, you know, they always say fish is brain food. Well, it's true. It's because of the omega-3 fatty acids. And on a related note, 4 or more servings of fish a week may be just a ticket for your ticker. It's from the journal Nutrition, Metabolism, and Cardiovascular Diseases. The heart disease risk of people on such a diet was 38% lower than that of people who ate less fish. And be sure it's fatty fish like wild salmon or, there's ahi and poke, but watch the iodine. Watch the mercury. You know, iodine is an essential mineral. Mercury is a toxic mineral or metal. And one way to reduce your, if you do eat too much fish in the way of tuna or bigger fish that tend to accumulate mercury. Just a little aside here, and we've talked about it before in the show. And my tip is to eat a few Brazil nuts with the fish that you're eating, because Brazil nuts are the highest food source or the richest food source in selenium, and selenium tends to chelate or bind the mercury, preventing absorption. Or you can take a selenium supplement. Okay, in the diet department, I don't know about this one, but powering up your willpower with a cupcake doodle or whatever you're craving. In a recent study, simply sketching a picture of a cupcake helped women reduce their appetite for the real thing. In fact, it reduced it in half. Visualizing the sweet treat, they say, in detail tricks your brain into believing you actually ate it. Maybe not. Try it. It's worth a try. It doesn't cost you anything. The more realistic the doodle, the more satisfying it will be, and the bigger the boost it will give to your willpower. So just don't eat the paper you're drawing it on. All right, and I know this to be true if you're feeling blue. If you're drained and blue, boost your B12. I've talked about B12 ever since I started this show in 1990. This is newer research. Helps your brain produce both the energizing hormones like dopamine, that's a stimulating hormone, and then your mood-steadying hormones or neurotransmitters or things like serotonin. So it helps to balance that. And classic sign of B12 deficiency is fatigue or blue moods. And a lot of older people are especially prone to this, or if you use proton pump inhibitors or antacids, where you're compromising your intrinsic factor in the stomach, which is what's needed to absorb B12 from your food or supplements. But the richest food sources are, this is another reason why people tend to be deficient in B12. You know, beef liver. How many people eat liver? Tell the truth, you know. I hate it. And most people do. Sardines, on the other hand, are a rich source, as are Atlantic mackerel. But you know, you can't eat those all the time. But 1,000 micrograms, they say, a day of B12 can reverse fatigue and cut your risk in half of having the blues in just 3 weeks. And B12 we recommend here on the show is Natural Factors. It's the best-selling B12 in natural food stores. You'll find it in a red box, comes in 1,000 microgram or 5,000 microgram doses. By the way, 1,000 micrograms is the typical dose when you go in for a B12 injection. If you get a B12 shot from your doctor, that's usually 1,000 micrograms. And so you're getting this. Although it's not quite the absorption, but if you dissolve it under your tongue, it's going to, you know, do a lot to help you boost your B12 levels. Okay. All right. Let's see. We're running just a little behind here. In the food pharmacy, and we're going to talk about this in detail on gastric health and gut health next hour with biochemist and microbiologist Randy Perupkin, but a tasty remedy for GI woes, gastrointestinal woes, snacking on mangoes. And of course, this is mango season. It's kind of at its peak. It can ease cramping, pain, and diarrhea from inflammatory bowel disease, often called IBD. This is from Texas A&M University research. IBD sufferers, they say, who include 200 grams, that's what, about a little less than half a pound, or about a cup and a half of mango in their daily diet, had 47% fewer markers of inflammation and reduced symptoms overall after 8 weeks of eating them. So that's about the length of mango season, right? About 8 weeks. Gallotannins, that's a group of gut-healthy polyphenols that are contained in mango, helps to give you the therapeutic benefit, and it also ups your production of helpful probiotic gut bacteria, which we're going to talk about next hour. Okay, and then finally in the news, it truly does pay to go dry. Cheers! Well, non-alcoholic cheers. A clinical study, this was done some time ago in 2013, showing that going 30 days without alcohol, it had profound effects, positive effects on your health. Those who abstained for a month saw sizable reductions in blood pressure, cholesterol, weight, and diabetes risk. And that led to another trial more recently, newer one, that found even more resoundingly that this was the case, and they found other positive effects too. And ominously, the researchers, by the way, found an unexpected link between drinking and levels of blood factors that can help cancer grow and spread. And this is why, and I've reported on this research before, like for instance, women with breast cancer. You know, sorry, life is not fair. You can't drink once you've had, I mean, if you don't want a recurrence, you'll greatly reduce your likelihood of a recurrence. And 40-50% of people that have cancer, not just breast cancer, have a recurrence within 5 years. So, you know, you're more likely to have a recurrence of cancer, maybe not in that same part of your body, but in another part, than if you've never had it in the first place. So, and they found that alcohol is a definite contributing link to that, or contributing cause. And I'll get off my soapbox here, but results add mounting evidence to the links between alcohol and cancer. You know, and I've mentioned this many times, in the laboratory, when scientists want to induce cancer in lab animals, that's what they give it. You know, alcohol is a carcinogen, pure alcohol. And by the way, the evidence, this is not sitting well with the alcoholic beverage industry or many drinkers that reject this information. Which, isn't that one of the red flags with alcoholism? Denial? Okay, well, that's another program. We always do, by the way, if you're a new listener, we always do an entire show on alcohol at the end of the year for New Year. Well, we do it before New Year's Eve, because that's the deadliest night of the year for alcohol-related traffic accidents. Okay, and the... you know, it's kind of like the... Remember the reaction to the research linking smoking and cancer? People rejected that for years and years or decades, and that led to millions of premature deaths. So we got to get with the program and at least make you aware of it. It's your own choice. It's the power of choice. In fact, I often say on the program that we're not here to judge you. We're here to nudge you into the habits of good health. And so you just need to be aware of the possibility of alcohol and its contributory effect to cancer. All right. And that doesn't mean you can order a dry martini. Going dry, it doesn't mean that, okay? Just want to make that clear. Okay, that's it for the Health Hotline News. When we come back, we'll have, before we go on to getting Dr. Gordon Marino on the phone talking about living an authentic life, we'll have Ed Kuiper back. He was with us a few weeks ago just for a mini interview on riding the happiness wave, how to be happier in your life. And if you're happier, you're going to be healthier. So we'll hear from him in just a few minutes, or just momentarily, a few seconds, right after this, as Dr. Health continues. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest acting medical strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life. You've heard about the importance of a high-fiber diet. It may lower your risk for cancer, help to lower your cholesterol, and, of course, improve regularity. But do you get enough fiber? Most of us don't. In fact, Americans get less than half the recommended amount of fiber needed for good health. And it's not just the lack of fiber that's a problem, it's also the type of fiber. That's where True Fiber comes in. The fiber in Master Supplements True Fiber is clinically proven to improve regularity. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics, leading to optimal intestinal health. Best of all, True Fiber is easy to take. No sawdust-like grittiness or lumpy texture like many fiber supplements. Just mix a spoonful of True Fiber into 4 to 8 ounces of water, juice, or milk. With True Fiber's exclusive blend of soluble fiber and enzymes, you'll see it dissolve fast and clear with no grit and no taste. Stop by your nearest health store and ask for the fiber that's clinically proven to improve regularity, True Fiber. Or go to TRUFIBER.net.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy here, 25 minutes after the hour. David Snow on your radio. It's the Cure for the Common radio show, and we do appreciate you tuning in to us on this holiday weekend edition of the program. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend. We do hope to make it strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. And if you miss any part of the show or just want to get a double dose of good health information, our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday night. I was going to say Saturday Night Live. I always catch myself. Saturday Night Healthy here on AM 690 and 94.3 The Answer. All right. In this segment of the program, Ed Kuiper's with us. He is the author of Riding the Happiness Wave. Ride the Happiness Wave. And last time we had him on a few weeks ago, he told us that one of the keys to being happy is smiling and, you know, faking it until you make it. So let's hear about some other tips to keep us happier and therefore healthier in our lives. And we welcome him back to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Ed. How the health are you? Ed, are you there? Oh, we lost him. I don't see him on the board. The phone's not lit up anymore. Okay. All right. We'll get him back. But anyway, he was talking about, I know that smiling sounds so simple, but it's powerful and it activates happiness hormones. And, they found that they've done different research studies and found that just smiling, the physical act of smiling, it changes your physiology, changes your personality and your mental state. So just trying to put your lips making a smile and you're going to be in a better mood. Even if you're in a sad mood, it's hard to be sad when you're physically smiling. All right, Ed, do we have you back? Ed, where are you? Hey, get off your speakerphone. Get on the real phone. Are you there, Ed? Okay, I guess we have him. We're getting on a different line, I think. Okay, all right. In the meantime, let me get to a few articles I didn't get to in the news. Tempura, a lot of people like shrimp tempura or the vegetable tempuras. That was introduced to Japan by Portuguese missionaries in the 16th century. It's not originally a Japanese food. It was originated by the Portuguese. How about that? And the Mayans had a god of cocoa or cacao. And did you know that 8 out of 10 vegetarians eventually go back to eating meat? But doesn't mean that it's all unhealthy. I mean, it's kind of like, they're more aware, even if they do go back to eating meat, that, it's not necessarily worse to eat meat. I mean, I know a lot of sick vegetarians that are carboholics and eat too many refined convenience foods, or maybe the meat analogs that can be worse for you than the meat itself. Anyway, okay, we got him back on. Ed, are you there? Please.
I'm here, man.
Save me. All right, there you are. So we only have a few minutes because we had a issue with the phones. But anyway, I was mentioning to the audience that last time we had you on a week or two ago, you told us about how simple smiling is to make you happy, even if you have to fake it till you make it. Give us some other tips. I want some meaty tips for our listeners that can take home to make sure that they're happier after the show than they were before. Okay.
One thing I want to make certain that listeners are clear on, happiness. People will say, well, how can I be happy all the time? Which is the premise of a book I've written. And there are certain actions that you can do that actually literally will make you happy all the time. You were born with happiness within you. You got to get your arms around that. You were born with it in you. Think about when you feel happy. When you feel happy, it sort of activates, it sort of lights you up for no apparent reason, but there it is. So it's already within you. All you got to do is do actions that light you up, if I'm making sense. Mm-hmm. We talked about smiling last time, as you said.
Right.
We started, I think, touch on another good thing is give compliments to people that you associate with every day. Compliments are, for example, if somebody pays you a compliment, how do you feel?
Well, you are sometimes obligated to pay them back with another compliment or a compliment toward them.
Yeah, you feel good. Makes you feel happy.
Right.
And yes, the person feels the same way if you compliment them.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion is that when you affiliate or talk with people during your everyday course of your life, find something to compliment them on. Listen. Be a good listener and listen. And give them a compliment or two. You'll feel good and they'll feel good. So that's a real easy thing that any one of us can do. You with me?
Now, what is your background? Are you a happiness coach, or what is? How did you go about writing this book, The Happiness Wave? Ride the Happiness Wave.
It's a long story.
Okay. Condense it into 2 minutes. It's the elevator speech.
Yeah, literally, I was going through a period of time in my life where I was really feeling stressed for no apparent reason.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know why. It's like a heaviness. And that went on for a while. I was trying to figure out what was going on. And literally one day I woke up and I felt very light. The heaviness that I'd been feeling was gone.
Mm.
And I had all kinds of thoughts in my head about happiness. literally blocks of information. It was like it was being downloaded somehow to me, which was hard to get my arms around. And all the information in that book literally is from what I received when I woke up and got all that information. Most of it was over 2 days.
Wow. Boy, it's taken me 2 years to, and I'm not even halfway through my book writing it. And you could do it in 2 days. I'm jealous.
Well, I got the information. You know, it's writing it is a whole other ball game.
Right.
You
know? Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But there's a lot of it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say how people can get your book since we're up against the clock here at the bottom of the hour. How can people order a book?
You go to Ed Kuiper, KUIP.com.
Okay, and the book again, the title is?
It's called Ride the Happiness Wave.
All right.
They can also go get it on Amazon.com.
Well,
it's a real easy way to go.
I'm going to take your advice, and I want to compliment you on being on the show and giving us a little dose of happiness, and also complimenting you on a book well written, and hopefully you'll have success with it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks so much, Ed Kuiper.
Yeah, my pleasure.
K-U-I-P-E-R, if you're interested in his book, Ride the Happiness Wave. Okay, when we come back from this brief break, we'll have Dr. Gordon Marino, our main guest of the hour, talking about the Existentialist Survival Guide, How to Live Authentically in an Inauthentic Age. But first, did you know the average wait in a doctor's office waiting room is 20 minutes, according to the American Medical Association? Even though I might add, the appointment is only 8 to 10 minutes once you get into the doctor's office or thereabouts. So kind of ironic there. Okay, back after this with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. Guess who's living healthier lives than Americans? New statistics on not just life expectancy, but the quality of life, how healthy you are in your final decade. Guess who beats America? New findings about the terrible Atkins diet and what that does to your risk of some disease, and what your cell phone does to you. This is actually one of the most annoying segments I've ever recorded. You've got to tune in just to hear how completely annoying it is. I'm apologizing for it up front. It's coming up in the next hour.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Snow,
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 snow.
Welcome back.
It won't be long before we'll all be there.
It is David Snow on your radio. Hey, welcome back to your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. David Snow on your radio. In this segment of the program, Dr. Gordon Marino is my guest. He is the author of the this is a tongue twister, Existentialist's Survival Guide, How to Live Authentically in an Inauthentic Age. And we'll be discussing mental and emotional health with him right now as we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Marino. How the health are you?
I'm okay, David, but just think about you folks out there in Hawaii, my favorite place in the world, and
thank you,
volcano and everything. So just
thank you. You know, I just found out. I talked to a longtime friend yesterday. I hadn't talked to her in a while, and I called her to see how she was doing, and she had this melancholy voice, and I was saying, Cindy, what's wrong? And she says, It was nice knowing you. I'm moving back to the mainland next week. We lost everything. I mean, everything. She has to move in with her daughter in California. So, yeah, that's a sad note. Yeah. But thank you. Thank you for that. Now, let's talk about mental and emotional health, especially in times of crisis, such as the volcano and people, over 600 people losing their homes. We live in a Prozac-powered society where every emotional downturn in our life, people turn to meds for relief. Unfortunately, the medications only treat the symptoms oftentimes and don't really get to the cause. If even that. Sometimes their side effects are more pronounced than the benefits, even even though they may be temporary benefits. So tell us the difference in how you approach this and what people might gain from the information you have for us.
Well, I think that the existentialists, to some extent, provide a different vocabulary for looking at our inner life than the medicalizing view we have today. So they have a different attitude towards anxiety, for example. For an existentialist like Kierkegaard, anxiety, and this doesn't mean pathological anxiety, but anxiety is a sign that we're spirits, that we have a self, that we have choice, that we have freedom. It's not a disease, not something that's terrible. And so as a more positive attitude towards some of those emotions, and certainly a suggestion that we ought to learn to be able to sit with them. So, for example, Kierkegaard says the greatest lesson in life is to be able to be anxious in the right way. And today we're encouraged not to sit with these emotions. I know my students aren't very comfortable with them. And I think the more we medicate them, chase them away, the less tolerance we have for them to some extent.
Well, and also, I'm sure you've seen the studies, Doctor, about the fact that people on Prozac, and I'm not targeting one particular antidepressant, but being that that is the most popular one, but such a medication such as that, they can actually numb your high points as well in your life, high points of emotions, and so you're a little more melancholy than you might not have the lows, but then you won't experience the highs either.
Yeah, it keeps you. Dave, I had a friend I was talking to yesterday who said he was on for, I guess it was Zoloft, but he said he felt more mellow and everything, but he said he didn't cry when he heard music anymore, that he was at a distance from his emotions, which I guess is part of is part of what you're looking for, but he said that was really disturbing, that he just, one of these people that cry at a good movie or a good song and no more.
Yeah, I mean, that's what life is about, is expressing or experiencing emotions, and you lose that. I mean, that's the downside or the unintended consequence of the side effect of the drug. What's that?
Right, that would impact your ability for friendship because if
yes.
I'm at a distance from my emotion, it makes it harder for me to empathize with other people.
No question about it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I certainly didn't mean to imply in the book that people shouldn't take medication. I was just.
Oh yes, of course. Yeah. Sometimes it's
no,
life. It's. Life-saving. I mean, a person might have to depend on it, depending on their situation. Everybody, it's on a case-by-case basis. So it sounds like your book is more spiritual than scientific as far as the approach and information. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I try to draw a distinction between psychological disorders and spiritual disorders. I think we've lost that distinction. And I talk about that in a chapter on the distinction between depression and despair.
Well, that brings me to my next point, and because I think it's very timely we have you on, Gordon, in the fact that, as you know, earlier this week, iconic fashion designer Kate Spade committed suicide. She was only 55, and then world-famous celebrity chef, just a day or two ago, Anthony Bourdain was 61. He committed suicide, and so suicide now, this was just released coincidentally by the CDC from 1999. Let me just read a few stats for the audience, and that is between 1999 and 2016, it increased 25% nationally, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In 2016, there were more than twice as many suicides as homicides, and 45,000 Americans ages 10 and older died by their own hand in 2016, the 10th leading cause of death in the United States, by the way, and slightly more than half. Now, this is interesting. This was really surprising to me. Slightly more than half of people who had committed suicide did not have any known mental health condition. What do you take from that?
I think that says something about our mental health facilities. I mean, it's very hard for people in Minnesota to get good mental health care. I mean, there's all these things like Depression Screening Week, but try to get into therapy with somebody if you're not rich. But on this issue of suicide, I do want to point out there's an excellent book by Diana Heck called, a beautiful title called Stay. And in that book, she argues that it's not a victimless crime because there's such a tendency to imitate suicide.
Right.
That's why she runs in family. And she says that when you kill yourself, and she doesn't say this about people who are terminally ill or in the last stages, but if you're out of just depression or whatever, she says it's such an impulse for people to imitate that you really should try to stay and recognize that you might be leading somebody into the same kind of behavior. And
Something you just said, even when it's because of illness or a disease or something like that, it still affects you profoundly. I remember decades ago, a dear, very close doctor friend of mine committed suicide. Actually, him and his wife did. And it still affects me to this day. I mean, so people have to realize that. Of course, a lot of psychologists, they say that suicide is very, not only cowardly, it's selfish, and what you leave behind, you're not going to know it, but everybody is affected. Everybody you've ever touched, whose lives you've touched, your friends, relatives, coworkers, et cetera. Everybody's going to be affected by it. And we could do a whole show on suicide, which we're not going to do, but I just want to touch on that. And so
to be in that level of pain and for others not to know about it is just a horrible thought,
life is so short anyway, why make it shorter? And most people, my contention is we always talk about the top 10 tips, top 10 causes rather of health. We do a lot of top 10 tips too, but top 10 causes of death, and that, one of them being suicide. But I contend that heart disease and cancer and stroke and Alzheimer's diabetes are not the top killers of people. It's slow suicide. That's what kills everybody because of their lifestyle habits or their choices in life and things that they could otherwise prevent with all these top killer diseases. But that's another program. But, there's slow suicide and then instant or quick suicide and where people take their lives.
Sweets or drinking too much is quite different than hanging yourself.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah. But I mean, you might think about that you're committing ever so slow suicide when you're doing things that are basically deleterious to the body or the mind. Now,
but sometimes I think people need to. There's a lot of people that they don't get any comfort in life and they just need to check out.
That's true. Yeah.
Eating sweets or having a few beers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody, nobody's perfect. Yeah.
That's Hawaii.
Well, we're not here to judge you with what you do. We're here to nudge you into the habits of good health. Now, in this age.
But the habit I'd be talking about is trying to sit with painful emotions more, not running from them. And I think that's really—it's not something we get a lot of practice in our society. We look for it's either medication or these seven steps to getting rid of anxiety or these little lifestyle engineering tips. A lot of that stuff, and I think we need to be able to sit with painful emotions more.
So you might, in other words, Dr. Marino, you might recommend meditation over medication to deal with your problem.
Yeah, right? Or just self-reflection and just saying, "Oh man, this is." I mean, we don't have a lot of control over what moods we're in, especially some of us from different backgrounds have had rough times. Those moods are going to come in, but we do have some choice about how to relate to those moods.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the main points of my book. And I learned that in a mental hospital when I went through a terrible divorce and depression. And, I saw people who were suicidal and could reach out and, can I get you a cup of coffee? So the ability to reach through pain and love each other. I mean,
sure.
Someone like Abraham Lincoln, he was so suicidal. They had to hide stuff from him so he wouldn't kill himself.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And from a very early on, and right through his presidency, he was always had these suicidal impulses and depressed. And but you can. The idea is we can't control certain emotions,
mm-hmm.
but we have responsibility to how we relate to those emotions.
Right, and since you mentioned Abraham Lincoln, I just read on the internet that he is quoted as saying quotes on the internet are not necessarily accurate. So anyway, but in this age of fake news, that brings me to my, that's a perfect segue to my next question. That is, in the age of fake news, it's harder to live authentically. So what's your definition of being authentic or living an authentic life? Is it a subjective opinion, or can everybody live more authentically?
Well, it's interesting. I don't hear it as much, at least with millennials, the students I teach. It's not a term that I hear people bending around that much these days. They don't seem to be too worried about it. It's much more with a self-presentation and how they appear on Facebook or in their selfies, whatever. So I guess I'm trying to resuscitate that category a little bit. But I present it in two ways. There's two different ways of thinking about it, I believe. And one is, you know, you'll become, you kind of create yourself. You have these talents, and you to be authentic is to develop those talents in the ways that you want, or to become who you want to be, which you love, that kind of thing. And the other is, would be that you're born a certain self, that you're born with a certain spiritual potential, a certain self.
Okay.
And you can become that self, or you can fail to, and that's certainly from Kierkegaard. So imagine we all have this ability that the real task in life wasn't to make a million or a billion today; it's to become a loving human being, a good Samaritan, something like that. That was the real success in life.
Yeah, I remember one religion I heard way back, I don't know how many years ago, but it was a three-word religion: just be nice. And I thought that's as good as any religion, because, you know, we're not here to bash religion by any means, but you're talking about being spiritual, and doesn't necessarily mean you have to be religious. And,
no, but I'm talking about, but also about thinking about not just what you want to do or what you want to have on your bucket list, but about what kind of human being you want to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really pressed out my students a lot, because they're 18 to 20 and they're always talking about their careers and everything. And I say, well, okay, but this is also a time, what kind of human being do you want to be?
Good point.
You should be. And I don't think we stress that enough. We're so obsessed with success and terrified of failure in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and about having a dream. You have to have a dream, look into the future. You have to have a dream self, you know. And I think that we should spend some time thinking about what kind of human beings we want to be. And one view is that God made us to be a certain loving servants to each other, mm-hmm. to love each other. And so I think that there's two different ways of thinking about authenticity, self-creation or becoming who you were meant to be.
Okay. On that note, we need to take a break, Dr. Gordon Marino, and we will be back, and we'll tell you, or we'll tell our radio listeners how people can get your book, The Existentialist Survival Guide. And when we come back, Doctor, I want to ask you about loneliness. You have some interesting, I have an interesting article, and you have some interesting information in your book about that. You know, it's a problem of epidemic proportions affecting millions of us, not only in America, but, you know, worldwide. And the roots might be complex, but the remedies are within reach, and we'll talk about that when we return from this brief break. Dr. Gordon Marino, my guest, we will be back with more information. But first, a phony healthcare headline. Experts refuse to warn of any new health hazards until Americans deal with current backlog. There's so many health hazards right now. We have enough on our plate. We have a full plate right now. Don't need any more. Okay, back after this when we continue. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Want thicker hair, smoother skin, and stronger nails? Then your body's going to need more collagen, elastin, and keratin, three proteins that are components of your hair, skin, and nails. So how do you increase these proteins in your body? With BioSil, the clinically proven solution to healthier hair, skin, and nails, BioSil turns on the body's actual collagen-generating cells, known as fibroblasts. Because BioSil works through your body's natural pathways, the collagen it generates has your own DNA fingerprint. That makes it superior to other hair, skin, and nail formulas that contain foreign collagen, which your body simply breaks down and uses as food. As one collagen expert likes to say, you want to make collagen, not eat it. So make sure you get the only product of its kind that's clinically proven to thicken hair, reduce fine lines and wrinkles in your skin, and fortify your nails. BioSil. Look for BioSil in the supplement section of your favorite natural food store. For more information about BioSil, go to BioSilTech.com. That's BioSilTech BioSilTech.com for healthier hair, skin, and nails. It's BioSil.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nakata. Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nakata.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu. A service of Salem Communications. On the NASDAQ at SALM. AM 690, The Answer.
Hey, we're excited you could join us. Dr. Health Radio. Sounds great. Less filling. Here's something. Taking a whole bottle of weight loss pills today won't get you any skinnier for your date tomorrow. And yet people take a pill today and they want to feel good tomorrow because they have too many mental issues going on and too much stress in their life. And Dr. Gordon Marino's with us in this segment of the show, talking about how to deal with that without having to resort to pharmaceuticals. Okay, let's talk about loneliness. Thanks for staying with us, Dr. Marino. Here's an article. This is, I think, from Psychology Today, and it talks about loneliness posing a very serious physical link. In fact, it can be deadly. They say, as a predictor of premature death, insufficient social connection is a bigger risk factor than obesity and the equivalent of smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day. This is according to a psychology professor at Brigham Young University. And they say the epidemic is only getting worse. Loneliness causes serious hurt, and it can act on the same parts of the brain as physical pain. And that's what makes loneliness so insidious, because it hides in plain sight. And unlike smoking or obesity, it isn't typically seen as a threat, even though it takes a greater toll on our health and well-being. So care to comment on that?
Doesn't it tell you something about our society that we need empirical studies and evidence in the brain that loneliness is not good for you?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, that's amazing to me. I mean, it's clearly that people have known that forever, and now they have to do an MRI in your brain, whatever it is, and to say that, look at the impact loneliness has, and it's equivalent to smoking.
Well, they get grants for their study. That's how they perpetuate their careers, you know.
Yeah, my wife's a neuroscientist, but I just...
Oh, okay.
It says something about our society. Science is the new religion. Yeah. Studies show that, you know.
By the way, statistics show that 53.7% of statistics are made up.
Right, exactly. And you need to... No, but I mean, we really do need to think about our capacity for relatedness, and is it diminishing? Or it's a huge problem, and I think a lot of psychological and spiritual healing is a result of good relationships with people. And in order to do that, you have to be able to be consistent with a relationship and also be vulnerable. You know, and there's that's part of the emphasis that was on psychotherapy always, that it's a long relationship, not a... Mm-hmm. You know,
right. In fact, along the lines of what you're saying, Dr. Marino, this article is saying just that, taking the fight to loneliness. So a couple tips they have: do talk to strangers. Small talk isn't so small after all. Just chatting with someone makes us happier and healthier, and you can feel better after just 30 seconds of talking to somebody in person, whereas you don't get that same benefit from online interaction. And by the way, I just want to set it straight. I just want to let you know, Dr. Marino, I don't have a Facebook account. Just to make that clear. Okay.
But Dave, can you imagine someone going, well, geez, I want to be happier today, so I'm going to go try to talk to these people on the street as a method, right? As a kind of tip to...
As a therapy, yeah.
Yeah. I want to be happier, so I'm going to talk to strangers. You know,
what a concept,
It's a lifestyle engine, some kind of method like that. Open your heart, man. Be cool, you know. Reach out. I just don't...
Well, and they say that phone calls are the next best thing. Hearing the other person's voice is a form of connection, while relationships connected or conducted primarily by email or text tend to wither the fastest.
I have to see a study to believe that.
Okay. I'm sure there's one out there.
I mean, there's studying.
They're studying the studies, for goodness sake. But they do make a couple good points. Let me just mention this, and considering the common cold, which is one of our most common illnesses, a study published last year in which lonely and non-lonely people were given cold-inducing nasal drops and then quarantined in hotel rooms for 5 days found that the lonely people who got sick suffered more severe symptoms than the non-lonely. Again, duh. Yet another study. And so it makes you more susceptible to viruses and also strongly correlated with cognitive decline and dementia. In fact, lonely people are more than twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's disease as the non-lonely. And you know, by the way, let me just mention, Dr. Marino, next week, I forgot to mention this, but a preview of next week's show, we're going to have an expert on talking about Alzheimer's disease in the first hour. He has a new book, A Path Revealed, How Hope, Joy, and Love Found Us in a Deep Maze, or Deep in a Maze Called Alzheimer's. And then in the second hour of next week's program, Dr. Margaret Bailey, excuse me, Bradley, joins us with, she's the author of Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, Rapid Results, No Excuses. So we'll talk about how you can change your health habits. Okay. Anyway, back to you.
Yes, I know.
And I want to get out the information on your book because we only have a minute or two left. How can people get your book, The Existentialist's Survival Guide?
It's published by Harper One, and you can get it on Amazon.
And do you have a website yourself?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't have a website.
All right. So how to live authentically in an inauthentic age. What prompted you to write the book in the first place?
Well, I've been studying the existentialists. I'm a Kierkegaard scholar by trade and for 30 years. And I said to myself, well, I ought to be able to distill some wisdom from these 30 years of studies. And if I can, it would say something. So I tried to do that, talk about anxiety, depression, despair, death, love, faith. You know, so
You have chapters on all those topics,
and personal stories, a lot of personal stories.
I like it. I wasn't able to read the entire book, but you are a professor of philosophy after all, so you should do something like this. And also, I might add, you're a veteran boxing trainer. You worked with Mike Tyson.
I've been a boxing writer at the Wall Street Journal for 15 years, and so half of my life. Yeah.
And
you're a lot of boxing stories in there.
Yeah, and your work's been in the New York Times and Newsweek and Washington Post and many other publications. So best of luck on the book, Dr. Gordon Marino. Thanks so much for joining us.
Take it of you. Thanks so
all right.
much, Steve.
Aloha to you. All right, next hour we'll have traveling health on the audio menu, how to avoid coming down with any illnesses that so many travelers do when they're going around the world or just around town. So we'll talk about how to avoid foodborne and beverage-borne illnesses in next hour's program. Of course, all of our regular features as well, the Fitness File, Funny Bone Pharmacy, Sexual Health, and Dick Allgaier's Health Report. So stay tuned for hour number two after the top of the hour Fox News. Here on Dr. Health Radio.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.